All right, we've got more coming up. We'll check our Fox News update, see how the markets are going to open here this morning on us, and then it's Bill Milberg's time. And today, it's not only Al Gore, but it's George W. Bush. I even think Bill Clinton's on this morning.
Okay, good.
There's a lot of wonderful folks here to share the microphone. We've got that all coming up here in just a few moments. And then again, Monday, when we're back on the radio, I'll be on location again from South Carolina.
Excellent.
And we'll be talking with Mike and Johnny on Monday over the weekend's news and everything going on. Women's Cup soccer. Yeah. We've got the Cardinals Sunday, but when the Cardinals aren't on, ESPN has picked up that match.
Okay.
So the Women's World Cup, it's the National Weather Service.
Beautiful today with the sunshine. High 86, low 66. 90 the high tomorrow, down to 70 Saturday night, and up to 90 again on Sunday. Current temperature at 75. We're Connect FM, 93.5, 95.3.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, on Fridays, it's Bill Milberg. He's a political humorist, satirist extraordinaire, terrific. He travels all over the world with his political humor. You can learn more about Bill at aneveningwiththepresidents.com, aneveningwiththepresidents.com. And now, once again, Bill Milberg. Hello, sir.
Hello, Stevie. Hello, Diane.
Hello.
Hello, everyone there in hot and sunny central Illinois.
Well, Bill, as you know, things haven't been as sunny in Washington this week, but they've sure been hot.
You can say that again.
Bill, as you know, things haven't been as sunny in Washington this week, but they've sure been hot.
Stevie, you knew I was speaking figuratively,
of course.
Just having a little fun there. But before we talk about events in our nation's capital this week and, you know, what's up with that, let's talk a little bit about the weather, because as I mentioned to you off the air, I've been offline the past few days. I lost my power for a couple of days following the powerful storm that swept through Chicago on Monday morning. And at one point, as you probably know, there were something like 900,000 homes without power across Chicagoland on a very hot and humid day.
Actually, much of the country has been experiencing a heat wave in recent days, as many as 22 states were recording high temperatures in the 90s or above by midweek. And here to talk about the heat wave, former President George W. Bush.
Howdy, Stevie. Howdy, Diane.
Hello.
Howdy, Illinoisans.
And former Vice President Al Gore.
Hi, Stevie. Hi, Doc.
Hello.
Everybody out there in Radio Land.
Gentlemen, as you know, the country has been experiencing a near record-breaking heat wave.
We sure know it here in Texas, Stevie. I mean, it's supposed to be 103 degrees in Dallas today. Ooh. Ooh. 101 tomorrow, 100 on Sunday and Monday, and 107 in Wichita Falls, Texas.
Wow.
In short, it's hot, hot, hot in the Lone Star State.
Well, Vice President Al Gore, you're the author of a best-selling book about global warming. You produced an Oscar-winning film about global warming, and you've won the Nobel Prize as well. So what do you make of the heat wave? Is it all part of global warming?
Yes, it is, Stevie. These hot temperatures are no surprise to me. I wrote about them in my book. I talked about them in my movie, and I won the Nobel Prize for describing how global warming is causing heat waves, floods, droughts, hurricanes, tornadoes, snowstorms, thunderstorms, blizzards, rainbows, ingrown toenails, and all the other problems in our world today. That is, all the problems that weren't caused by George W. Bush.
President Bush, do you agree with Mr. Gore? And if not, what do you think is the cause of our current heat wave?
Stevie, I do not agree with Mr. Gore. If you want to know what I think is causing the heat wave, I'll sum it up for you in one word.
Okay.
July. Moreover, you might remember all the record cold weather we had about 6 months ago. I'll sum that up in one word, too.
Okay.
January. It's summertime, Al Gore. Summers are hot, you big dummy.
Gentlemen, speaking of hot, the political climate in Washington certainly heated up this week over the debt ceiling issue. President Obama even walked out of the negotiations at one point on Wednesday. Now, do either of you have any comments about the debt ceiling or the political atmosphere in general?
Stevie, believe it or not, I think Al Gore summed it up perfectly in 1992 when he and Bill Clinton were running against my dad, President George H.W. Bush.
I did?
Yes, you did, Al. Remember what you used to tell the crowds on the campaign trail that fall?
Vice President Gore, do you remember that?
Well, let's see. I talked about the bad economy that President Bush Sr. had created. Man, I used to say the same thing at each of my campaign rallies. Now, what was it? Oh, yes, I used to say unemployment around the country has gone up. The number of jobs has gone down. The trade deficit has gone up. Personal income has gone down. The budget deficit has gone up. Consumer confidence has gone down. Poverty has gone up. The number of jobs has gone down. Bankruptcies have gone up. Jobs down. Fear up. Hope down. Everything that ought to be down is up. And everything that should be up is down. They've got it upside down, and we're going to turn it right side up.
President Bush, your response?
I rest my case, Stevie. Big Al just described the Obama presidency.
Well, I want to thank Vice President Al Gore, for joining us this morning. We look forward to your next visit. Right now, we're going to turn to our regular counterpoint team of Senator John McCain, Republican Arizona, and Congressman Barney Frank, Democrat Massachusetts. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning, Stevie. Good morning, Diane. Hello, Stevie. Hello, Diane. And hello, Connect FM listeners.
Gentlemen, the debt ceiling has been been focusing the attention of our nation's leaders in Washington this week. It's been the focus. I know you're both in the thick of things yourselves as senior members of the House and Senate. But before we get your thoughts about the situation, let's listen to what some other people in the House and Senate have been saying. First, here's former Speaker and current Minority Leader in the House, Nancy Pelosi.
I want to commend the president. I have never seen. Job is no place compared to this president in terms of patience. He doesn't even begin. Because this president has demonstrated a level of patience, not only during the meetings, but as respectful of the suggestions that are made by all parties at the meeting, in his preparation for the meetings, and his coming back to address concerns that are expressed by others. Day in and day out, the president has respectfully listened, accommodated, engaged in the conversation in a very informed way. And he is the president of the United States. I know he's busy. I myself am almost too busy to continue listening to some of the things that are going on in that room. So I know he must be very busy. But he has treated everyone there with great dignity. The only thing I hope he doesn't ask us to do is go to Camp David. That goes beyond the pale. Driving down the street for these meetings is one thing.
Nicholas Bowsey.
Okay, Congressman Barney Frank, what are you thinking when you listen to Nancy Pelosi's comments about debt negotiations?
Oh, well, Stevie, you won't be surprised to hear me say that I thought Nancy Pelosi's comments were just brilliant. Oh, and that whole thing about being too busy to be there herself. Oh, she's so funny. Once again, she proved that she is as articulate and insightful as she is attractive and personable. Nancy Pelosi, in short, is one terrific lady. And mark my words, she'll be Speaker of the House again in 2013.
Senator John McCain, your reaction, sir.
Stevie, my friend, in a word, Nancy Pelosi is an idiot. It's hard to believe she was ever Speaker of the House. Miss Pelosi has the IQ of a mosquito, and she's just as annoying.
I take it you're not especially fond of Nancy Pelosi.
No, I'm not. But I think my new colleague in the Senate, Marco Rubio, my friend from Florida, has a great future ahead of him, and I understand you have a clip with Senator Rubio as well.
Yes, sir, we do, and here it is.
According to Barack Obama, you know, he has a fundamental misunderstanding or a deliberate misunderstanding of how the nature of our economy and how people make decisions. I challenge him to find a single job creator in the world who says they're looking for a place that has burdensome regulations and high taxes and complicated taxes. Jobs are created when an individual in the private sector starts a business or grows an existing business, and you do that by giving them a sane regulations, sane tax code that's simple to comply with, and reasonable tax rates that they can afford to pay. You do that, people will invest in America. You fail to do that, they're going to invest somewhere else.
With the mix of this proposed tax increases and the health care bill, is this potentially the most aggressively anti-small business president that we've seen?
Well, certainly in my lifetime. I mean, I don't remember Jimmy Carter, but I think he's. I think President Obama is trying to compete with Jimmy Carter for title of worst president in American history.
Wow, that's Marco Rubio, and Congressman Frank Senator McCain already told us what he thinks about Senator Rubio. What do you think of Marco Rubio, sir?
Stevie, I think Marco Rubio, and you just heard it. You just heard it there. I think Marco Rubio is a right-wing lunatic. But on the positive side, I like his rugged good looks.
Well, as we've heard, the negotiations between the president and the Republican leaders have been very tense, very stressful. Here's what House Speaker John Boehner said following one of the meetings at the White House.
Kids, I can't go to a school anymore. I used to go to a lot of schools. You see all these little kids running around. Can't talk about it.
Why?
Making sure that these kids have a shot at the American dream, like I did, it's important.
Wow, Senator McCain, Speaker Boehner was sure choked up there, sir.
Stevie, my friend, Speaker Boehner is always choked up. I mean, John Boehner cries when someone steps on an ant. John Boehner cries when someone squishes a spider, even unintentionally. I just hope he doesn't choke in the negotiations.
Congressman Frank, any comment?
Well, Stevie, as you recognize, Speaker Boehner and I are polar opposites, politically speaking. But I must tell you that I still admire John Boehner as a man. And I might add that I like his rugged good looks, too.
Well, thank you both for being with us once again. We're going to give the final word to President Obama, who said this as he walked out of the room during Wednesday's meeting at the White House. With more with political humor and satirist Bill Melberg after these important messages.
My summer.
Did you know that your computer doubles as a radio? Bookmark myconnectfm.com, where you can click to listen live.
All right, let's check a quick sports headlines with Diane.
St. Louis Cardinals in Cincinnati to take on the Reds tonight. Kevin Wheeler with this report.
And the same judge who's so mad at the prosecution will make the decision whether the thing gets a retrial or not. Let's check your Connect FM three-day forecast now from the National Weather Service.
Today's high 86, down to 66 this evening, and then into the 90s on Saturday, down to around 70 Saturday night, 92 on Sunday, low 72. Currently, the temperature's at 76 with clear blue skies. We're Connect FM 93.5, 95.3.
All right, we're going to take this Wall Street Journal update, find out how the markets opened, and then right back with our concluding moments with political humorist and satirist Bill Melberg. That's coming up next. 93.5, 95.3, the new Connect FM.
Start playing at agoogleaday.com.
Cardinals Reds live from Cincinnati, loud and clear. 5:15 pregame, 6:10 first pitch on your new home for Cardinals baseball. 93.5, 95.3, the new Connect FM. We are back with political satirist and University of Illinois alum Bill Melberg. And Bill, according to the latest Gallup poll, a generic Republican candidate for president would beat Barack Obama by 8 percentage points if the election were held today. Now, it seems the president has not helped his approval ratings by denouncing millionaires and corporate jets and employing some scare tactics this week with respect to the debt ceiling negotiations. Bill, do you think Mr. Obama is in any political trouble?
Well, Stevie, as President George H.W. Bush might say, it's the Bush Sr., he's in deep doo-doo. But there's more than a year to go until the election, and a lot can happen at that time. So today's poll numbers don't necessarily reflect what the poll numbers will be like in November 2012.
True.
However, as you said just a couple of weeks ago, President Obama had better pray for millions of jobs to be created now between now and then if he's going to close that 8% gap. Incidentally, I thought we might take some time to meet some of Mr. Obama's Republican challengers in the weeks ahead.
Okay.
That is, some of the people who would like to run against him next year. So this week, here with Chris Wallace of Fox News is one of your favorite presidential candidates and mine, Herman Cain.
You have an impressive personal history, sir, but why do you have any belief that you stand a chance to win this nomination, let alone the presidency?
A couple of reasons. First of all, the people of the United States are going to elect the person that I believe projects the greatest amount of leadership strength, not the person that has had, that has the greatest amount of money, not the person that necessarily has held public office before. And I'm proud of the fact, quite frankly, that I haven't held public office before. Because I ask people, most of the people that are in elective office in Washington, D.C., they have held public office before. How's that working for you? We have a mess. How about sending a problem solver to the White House? How about someone who has a career of defining the right problem, assigning the right priority, surrounding yourself with the right people? If you look at this current administration, it is the worst in current history. And fourth, putting together the plans and then being able to engage the American public in these common sense solutions.
How about that, Herman Cain? How about that? Do you want a Lita
or
do you
want that working for you?
Yeah, do you want a Lita or do you want a Rita? How about that line? That's a great line he did in Atlanta.
Yep.
I don't know what's going to happen, Bill. There is a long way. By the way, before we let you get out of here in the next minute, when the shuttle lands, is that it?
That's all there is.
I mean, what's the future of the space program, for crying out loud? Are we ceding everything we've worked for since the early 60s with John Kennedy to the Russians?
Yeah, basically 50 years worth of space leadership being handed away to our former competitors.
And why again are we doing this?
We'll go into that maybe
okay.
After the landing.
All right, because I don't quite understand.
Well, I think a lot of people are starting to wonder, you know, why is this happening? I wish we had Herman Cain talking about it.
Yeah, he'd say something about it, but it's a...
How's that working?
Yeah, I'm glad I've never been elected to public office. That's what you've got. How's that working for you? Well, Bill, it's always a pleasure, my friend. Thank you so much for your time and talent. And listen,
Keep hot, hot, hot,
and keep listening. And you can go to myconnectfm.com later today and listen to the podcast of Bill Melberg and what we just did here on the radio for you. That'll be up later today. Now, stand by. We've got Fox News at the top of the hour, and then it'll be Patty and Linda with their program. Mary Lynn and Diane for your Friday, noon to 3, and Tay and Jay. Hot, hot, hot on the radio with sports. That's later this afternoon. We'll have a full recap of the British Open as well. Okay, Diane, we'll talk to you Monday morning.
Enjoy the day.
Thank you so much, Diane Ducey. I am Stevie J. Thank you to Bill Melberg once again. You can go to aneveningwiththepresidents.com, aneveningwiththepresidents.com, learn more about Bill and all the wonderful talent he has. All right, I'm Stevie J. Once again, thanks for listening to the Connect FM. We'll talk on Monday. Have yourself a great and a safe weekend.